The cool thing about your mods, and I mean it's all of them, is you don't notice the hardware. Even with this one, I mean we saw the reservoirs in the front next to the life and death piece that was up front.
Yeah.
I mean that was really all we saw for a while, and we weren't concerned about we know what hardware these guys are using, but it was more about what's this going to look like. You had like the wood grain finishes everywhere, the metal trinkets, that glowing kind of look like the core from the Iron Man series, the arc reactor. So I mean this is a theme that you've carried out. So I mean from my point of view, I would say that the mod itself is the case and what you do with the case is more important than the parts. Am I kind of hitting on the right trail here?
Well, I think in this competition, yeah, because everybody had to use pretty much the same hardware when it came to the video cards because of Thermaltake's water cooling block that they wanted us to use. So we all use the same video cards. It looks like most guys went with the X99 board, the Saber 2, the same chip, CPU chip. And so the hardware configuration for everybody's mod was pretty much the same. So I didn't really showcase the hardware too much because it was more of a mod competition, about the aesthetics. And so, I have pics out there of the interior, of the water cooling loop and stuff like that are up on the site, but I really wanted to focus on the creative side and of the build and of the mod. And yeah. That's kind of always been my focus. I mean, it's like, I'm not really, a huge hardware guy, I love building PC systems, but my focus has always been the creative side of the build, doing the mod, coming up with the concepts and, the renderings and following that through with to the completion of the mod and the project. And it was a fun, really fun project to do.
And I mean, the other thing is, it's not just the mod too. You do a fair bit of research before you actually even start cutting into the case or anything.
Yeah, it's like sometimes, I don't know how, some of these other guys, get their ideas and concepts for their projects, but, sometimes like a project, it'll come to you and you just get like visual snapshots of it, and to where you can make like a blueprint in your mind of how it's built. You don't even need to put anything down on paper. It's like some of my projects, it's like you can just get a visual blueprint of everything and it just, you just work your way backwards and start from the first step and just go forwards. And, it's like this one here, I was able to see the completed mod before I even started it, and so I was just able to when I started creating, just follow the image in my mind and then I get to the PC side of the build and I'm like, oh, okay, let's build the PC.
Yeah, it seemed like you spent a fair amount of time just like making all the different effects for the steampunk time machine, and then it was like all of a sudden I was like, oh, there's hardware inside. And I mean, we try to convey that a lot with the Modders Inc. competition at QuakeCon, is we really don't give a damn what's in the PC. You could have like a GT, I think it'd be a GT 520 for that lower class. And you'd have a little ITX board in there. I mean, we want it to look good, and we want it to be kind of to flow right. But for the most part, anybody can buy these components. If they had the money, everybody can buy these components.
Right.
But not everyone can put the work into a mod that, like, you or Jesse or Maxim or the other guys can do. I mean, it's what y'all do is insane. And it was great to see all these different mods and one place. You can go to the forums, you can see that, but Thermaltake is doing a really great service to the community by bringing all of y'all together.
Yeah, and I think that's why they selected these guys, just because of the versatility and the, you know, the different types of mods that these guys do. I mean, I don't think they selected these guys to build a hardware system. They selected these guys to see what they can do with the chassis and what they can come up with creativity, you know. And I think that's why these guys were selected, because these guys are the top builders in the world. I mean, you know, to be selected in this competition and to compete with these guys in this competition, it was just an honor, you know. It's, you know, Brian Carter, I've always lived up to that guy ever since I got into, you know, PC modding. I've gone up against him a couple times in competitions, and he always beats me. Yeah, and I'm like, come on, Brian, let me beat you for once. But
maybe we'll have to have a mod off between the two of you.
Yeah. I'll have to go hide his tools in somewhere, like in the back of my truck or something. So I don't know.
I mean, but, y'all both had your rigs at PDX. I think it was about this time last year, and I mean, everyone was like, "Man, which one?" Because he had his cruiser, and you had the aliens rig up there, and I was like, "Man, these both look really sick." Granted, Brian had been working on that thing for like a year plus, and I think you cranked yours out in like 3 months.
Yeah, I did. I didn't think I was going to finish it in time, and then things just finally all just came together at the last minute, you know. I was like, wow, I guess it's done.
Bit of calm before the storm.
But you know how projects are. You always look at them and go, I wish I would have done this, or I wish I'd done that, I could have done this, or I could have done that. So it's just, you know.
Well, there was that old saying, you're your own worst critic, but I don't think they had the internet at that time. But, I mean, you do a really good job of, like, of course, with this one, I mean, you spent some time in Jakarta in the competition, so you weren't able to take pictures and video like you normally do, but you can actually check out Ron's YouTube channel, which you can just type in Ron Lee Christensen and it'll pop up. I'm not 100% sure if it's under Blue Horse Studios, which is your company, or if it's just under Ron Lee Christensen, but he does this really awesome thing where he takes his videos, or he takes videos of his build log, and he does like a narrative of what he's doing, how he did it, and it actually helped me quite a bit with working with the polystyrene, because I looked at it, I was like, I don't even know what to do with this. It looks like just like construction paper to me almost. And then I watched the videos and it gave me a little bit of an insight to how you actually put it together and some tips and tricks. So I highly suggest checking out his YouTube videos.
Yeah, you know, I really like making the videos almost as much as I do the mods, because, you know, anytime that you can, you know, help somebody else out or teach somebody else, then you know what you're doing. You know you're on the right path, you know. And it's like, I really like to take the time to, you know, answer, you know, viewers' questions or anybody that's just getting started in the modding industry, or even, you know, the experts too. I mean, you're never going to know everything, you know. It's like, I'm always have an ear open to learn something new, you know. I'm always wanting to learn how to do something, you know. If I can't do something with a project, you know, I'm gonna, you know, get on YouTube and, you know, learn how to do it. You know, that's how, where I learned how to do some of the mold making, you know, that I wanted to get into. So I just got on YouTube and like watched, you know, hours and hours and hours of mold making, you know, and how to do it right and what type of materials to use. So, I mean, the resources are out there to learn, you know, like the modding forums, YouTube, they're all great places to go to, you know, to learn. You know, it's like what we do is, say, I mean, there's not a, you know, it's not, you know, not a lot of magic to it. It's just, you know, just use your creativity, you know, and your imagination. You'd be surprised what you can come up with.
Yes. I mean, I've YouTubed so many things. I mean, like cable sleeving. I do it all the time now, but when I first started, I had no idea what to do. I looked at some of my past stuff. I'm like, man, this is really gaudy. Gaudy, not godly. It was very far from it. But I look now and it's like, oh man, I really progressed, and we can definitely see that with your mods. Not that your mods were bad, it's just we can see that from like your first mod to now, you just keep learning and keep putting in new skills, which that's what we, one of the things we like to see with the competition is a lot of these guys, they'll enter every single year and we remember them. And we want to see, did they actually learn anything new this year, or is it kind of like the same mod just kind of rehashed?
Right.
With yours, it seems to be something new every time. With your aliens mod, that's when you introduced the mold making and the sculpting and the making the caricatures of the alien itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, you know, for me, I've always approached my mods on an artistic level. You know, it's like I grew up being a painter and sculptor. You know, and I started working with polystyrene when I was a kid. You know, building military dioramas. You know, and you know, it's like back, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, I was I wanted to upgrade my old HP computer at the time. This is before I even got into modding. I wanted to play Combat Flight Simulator, and I needed to install a video card. And I was like, I was just so fascinated with the whole PC chassis and just what you could do with it, you know, creatively. You know, it's like, and I got on YouTube and started like looking around and found this like little community of guys and gals that were just like doing these crazy things.
You there, Ron? Now, Ron, with a lot of your mods, I mean, going from the beginning, like your first mod, to what we have now, and now that your first mod was bad, it seems that you're just like constantly bringing something new to the table each time, whether it's like your level of painting and detailing, like you did the sculpt making and the, what's it called, like the actual, not die cast, but like the resin molding with the aliens build. And just what you keep adding now with even the steampunk time machine, you don't see that a lot. A lot of builders that I've seen, it's not to say that their skills aren't any good. It's just like it's pretty much the same mod, just rehashed. I mean, you kind of get what I'm saying. It's not something negative, but we always want to see people like evolving. And with like the case mod competition we run at QuakeCon, a lot of these guys, they'll enter in every single year, and what we like to see is like, okay, how do they grow as a modder over this past year? Where like we can see how you do it with each one of your mods, how you've adapted.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the creative process, you know. I always just want to push myself creatively and try to learn new things, you know. I just don't want to be happy with just staying in the same square box, you know. I just want to keep learning and keep pushing myself, my creative limits, you know. So, I mean, you know, when you're competing with, you know, some of these world class modders, these guys, you know, you gotta keep pushing yourself and, you know, learning new techniques and stuff like that. You know, it's to be able to, you know, compete on the level that these guys compete on. And you know, so for me, it's more of a creative thing, a personal journey with me is to, you know, keep pushing myself creatively, whether it's, you know, on a canvas or if it's just a sculpt at home or if it's on a PC, you know, it's, you know, I'm always going to try to learn a new technique or keep pushing myself creatively. And so, I mean, I'm glad in that, you know, it's being received well in the modding community, and it's really nice to, you know, get the recognition and, you know, be invited to compete in, you know, these contests with these guys, you know. So yeah, you know, I mean, I hope, you know, that, you know, the materials and sources of creativity don't ever run out, because I'm really enjoying it right now.
I mean, it seems like there's always, like, the new material. I think last year was PETG. Everyone, like, freaked out about it. And, mm-hmm. I mean, nothing against PETG. It's an awesome material for piping versus acrylic, because acrylic got really brittle. Mm-hmm. I think now what we're seeing is more people are going to copper and other metal-type piping. Yeah. And I mean, it's just the thing with modding is it's always evolving. I mean, if you look back, even a year ago, the modding scene isn't what it is now. And saying that, like a year or two ago, I honestly thought modding was going to kind of die. I mean, it was kind of like it was winding down, and now we have this spark where it's like Thermaltake and MSI and all these different companies. I mean, NVIDIA did that. You were in that competition with NVIDIA, the Mod 24. That kind of seemed to be like the spark that just kind of lit the movement back up. And I mean, you have your own Facebook group, Blue Horse Studios, which you have too. You have the page that you can like and check out your work, which is Blue Horse Studios also. And then you have the group. And the group, you post a lot of your stuff in there. So if you want to see Ron's stuff, just head over to Facebook. You can type in Blue Horse Studio. You'll see two of them. Feel free to like both and join the other one so you can see. But the group itself is, it's a lot of different guys that are just kind of uploading their work. Not just Ron, but you've got like even an art review like Mark Malaya, Nick Blackwell. They just kind of upload their stuff so they can show it's like, hey, this is what I've done. This is how I did it. So it's what's awesome because it's like a group effort to just keep everyone evolving.
Yeah, and don't forget to vote at the Thermaltake forums too, the invitational. So I need the votes.
That's right. I think I checked about an hour ago, and you're sitting about fourth place for the community vote.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's like I felt the same way about the modding community. You know, it felt like it was dying off. You know, but I think. You know, it's great that these manufacturers are, you know, realizing that, you know, the modding community is a lot larger than they originally anticipated. I don't know. That, you know, and a lot of people are seeing that they can't personalize their PC, whether it's just, you know, a graphic on the side or they want to go to a fully custom water-cooled loop, you know, with doing some crazy, you know, builds, aesthetics or a total overall theme build where, you know, you carry something through like, you know, these guys are doing in the competition. But yeah, I mean, the PC is no longer something that you just throw in a cabinet underneath your desk. People are personalizing them and spending a lot of time and a lot of money into making it theirs, you know. It's like Kula Masters Make It Yours campaign, you know. It was great being a part of that because, you know, it's like, you're reaching out to people that have never looked at PCs the way that we have, you know, and usually when you talk PCs to somebody, you know, you get that veil that comes over their eyes. They're just like, you know, they get that, oh, you know, that complete boredom look. But then when you show them something like these projects that these guys are doing, they're like, that's a computer. And then a completely different light bulb goes off in their head. And then they become completely interested, you know. And they're like, what? How? You know, what would it be cost to, you know, to put, you know, my favorite sports team on the side of my chassis or onto my laptop? So, yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, these, you know, the manufacturers are, you know, they're doing a lot for, you know, the modding community. Because a lot of these guys, you know, this is their, you know, their 9-to-5 job, you know. Like Lee Harrington, you know, he's doing a great job down in Stockton, you know, building custom PCs. And, you know, a lot of these guys are, you know, they're doing it to make a living, you know. That's not just a hobby to them. It's their full-time job, so.
Well, it's with Lee and even yourself, it's, you see like part of their soul go into these. It's not just like this is another machine, this is another machine. It's you're actually like imprinting part of yourself onto that mod, which is awesome because it definitely shows the how much care you put into these. It's not just like, oh, I gotta paint my fence this weekend type attitude.
Well, as you know, like all the modders, you know, they name their projects. So yeah, I have of course, there's a lot of personal, you know, input into the project. You know, there's a lot of love and, you know, care that goes into these builds. You know, it's like I've always viewed these guys not as modders. I've never really cared for that term modder because I think it takes away from actual creativity side of who they are. I mean, they're metal workers and artists, you know, they're sculptors. I'm not sure if modder, that word really, you know, encompasses, you know, what these guys do, you know, because they're, you know, some of these builds that I see these guys do, I'm just like, holy cow, you know. So,
well,
I mean,
it's like what Cooler Master did. They said it's our maker campaign.
Yeah.
I mean,
make it yours. Yeah, Cooler Master, make it yours.
And, I mean, We definitely see what like all the big guys in the community do, and it pushes the little guys to kind of like, well, maybe we can come close to doing something like that. Of course, sometimes you have a bit of an Icarus moment where you're like, yeah, I can do something like that, and you get close, and then it all burns down. But I mean, I've been there. It's how you learn. As long as you don't mess up too much, you'll be fine. And even if you do mess up, just take this opportunity to learn. Don't get frustrated and say I quit. Just kind of step back, get your breath, and try
Oh,
again.
yeah, for sure, absolutely. I mean, I have a scrap pile of cool things that I've made that didn't make it inside of a PC because, it didn't fit after I made it. So I mean, you're gonna have a, in this industry, in these builds, anytime you do something creative, with your creativity, it's those little failures that inspire you to do great things, It makes you get up and keep going, So, I mean, the more that I've messed up, the more that I've wanted to actually do something that's going to work out. So, it's like it's just about pushing yourself, just pushing one, putting one foot in front of the other. It's like, sometimes failure is not bad. Sometimes
No.
it's a great motivation to do something great. So that's why I've always looked at it. It's like I try to be blessed with the things that have the opportunities have given me. And now, if you messed up, it's just a learning moment, and you just continue moving forward. And, you realize, okay, that's not the way to do it.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah. So, yeah, for sure.
with that, we're going to wrap this up. I do want to give a big thank you to Ron, of course, for doing this interview with us, and Thermal Take, as well as the other major sponsors of Xseer, Newegg. Am I forgetting any, Ron?
Newegg, Vixer, I think Asus, I've seen was on some of these guys' sponsored lists as well. It's the whole the media partners that are handling the mod, but definitely a hands out or hats off to Newegg for supplying us all the hardware, Vixer for the memory, and then of course all the modders in the competition for stepping up and doing their absolute best work, because that's what this community needs, is everybody coming together, supporting each other, and just keep pushing this movement forward, because I mean, these are works of art that these guys are doing that need to be seen. So I'm just really, really happy that Thermal Take gave us the opportunity and the stage to present our pieces.
Now, before we go, do you have any kind of words of wisdom that you want to give the audience?
Yeah, just keep pushing forward. If you guys have any questions about your projects, or you're scared to get started, I was there. All of us were there at one point. We're all newbies at one point. Don't be afraid to pick up some tools and some materials and just sample around. And if you need any questions asked, I'm always available on Facebook, Twitter, wherever. So I'm more than happy to help out any modder that's just getting started out. And I really enjoy that part of the industry, is helping out new guys with their projects.
The really cool thing about Ron is when I needed help with the polystyrene, I reached out to him. And part of it, I mean, even though I've been in the community for a long time, part of it was I was scared. I was like, man, I don't know if he's going to get mad that I ask, or if he's one of those guys that kind of puts him on a pedestal. But no, Ron's really cool, down to earth. He helped me out quite a bit. And I mean, he treated me like a human being, where I have asked, I won't say who, but certain people in the community, and it was just like, who are you, peasant? But no, Ron is awesome. I really thank you for helping me out whenever I needed it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, there's no room for that. Everybody is gonna have questions, and I have questions all the time, and I'm always asking other modders questions, and it's like, you're never gonna get to the point where you know everything. So it's we're all students, and we're always learning. So just kind of have that approach to it, and you'll be successful.
Thanks for that, Ron. And with that. So we want to give a big thank you to Thermal Take, all the media partners, Ron himself. And for more of Ron's work, make sure you stay tuned to his Facebook pages. And do you have a website, Ron?
Just my Facebook group page, Blue Horse Studios on Facebook. Yep.
All right, and remember, guys, go ahead and vote. I believe voting closes here in the next few days. The public vote, then it'll move on to the media partners, and then Andy himself will give his last little tidbit for the final. But for now, we got Ron repping the USA. He's in fourth place. Maybe we can get him to move up a little bit more. So get those votes out, guys. And thanks for tuning into this Modders Inc. kind of podcast interview deal. If you want to check out more, visit the website, ModdersInc.com. Have a great day, guys.